Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And I'm so thrilled. I'm overjoyed. We have the wonderful, fabulous Lindsay Kelk.
Oh,
hello. Me. You've got a lovely name.
Thank you.
It doesn't sound like a cat being sick.
It's not what I've heard. Not what I've been told.
We should explain, because to the listener, that sounds like you've just implied her name sounds like a cat being sick. Someone said that to you.
Someone said
Kelk sounds like a cat being sick.
Yeah, when I first started out, I'm an author, and when I first submitted my first book to agents to try and find someone to take it on, a woman I spoke with for a while, and she was very, you know, encouraging in that really encouraging agent way, who just told me it was terrible, said she couldn't possibly work with me unless I changed my name because it sounded like a cat being sick.
When I tell you this, Lindsay Kelk, you know who else's name sounds like a cat being sick?
Who's that?
JK Rowling! And she's done all right for herself.
She's done perfectly fine.
She's done all right. She's got a bob or two. She could lend you a fiver. So what do they know? And not only, you know, is your name perfectly fine.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me. Thank you.
You've gone on and become a best-selling fucking author, Lindsay.
That's a thing, yeah.
13 books, Times bestseller, I heart all your books. You're a beauty guru, and you've got excellent hair.
Thank you.
Excellent hair. I'm sorry this is an audio podcast, because that's what podcasts are. But what colour is your hair for the listener, Lindsay?
To quote the man in Marks and Spencer's who stopped me this afternoon, it's pink.
Right.
Yeah. He stopped me and said, "Your hair's great." And I said, "Thank you." And he said, "It's pink."
Oh,
it is, yeah.
Thanks.
It is.
Yeah, Sherlock.
Yeah, and then he just kept walking.
Now, Lindsay, I know we've only just met, but, yes, you know, let's just get into it. We're all friends here.
Let's do it.
Do the carpets match the curtains?
Yes.
Come on! Yes!
Yeah, I mean, it's a very specialised process, but yeah, it's rude not to.
Good for you. Oh. I love it.
She doesn't have children, everyone. She's got time to. She's got time to dabble in this area.
Yeah. Dabble with the vajazzle.
Oh.
A new six-part series on Channel 5.
Like
with
Monkey
Helen
Dennis.
Thorne.
We'll
yeah, exactly. Monkey
well,
Dennis.
Anything for money. I would do that show.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, she hasn't just come from down the road, Ellie.
No.
She's come from LA.
From LA to Lewisham. What a journey.
Los Angeles.
Sort of the opposite journey to the one we're trying to make, really.
Yes.
Now, you don't sound like you're from LA originally.
No, originally I am from the far more glamorous Doncaster.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is that a suburb of LA or is that...
Yeah, I mean, kind of, no. No, it's Doncaster, England. Oh, I'm of the north.
Oh.
I'm a Yorkshire lass.
You're beyond, from beyond the wall.
Yes. Well, that is how you have to explain it to people in America. Legitimately, you have to say to people, because they go, "Oh, you're England, you're from London." No, but sure.
How's Kate Middleton? I love her.
Oh, my God.
I love Kate Middleton.
So upset. And happy for them that she's pregnant again, because now I have another 9 months of just being asked about the fucking baby.
Oh my God, as if it's your cousin.
It's just, every you know. Uber driver, it's everyone's parents, it's everyone that you meet over the age of 40 outside of Central LA or New York. It was like, "Oh my God, are you so excited about the royal baby?" Like, well, I mean, no. I mean, no. I'm not excited, but I'm as excited about that baby as any other baby I don't know and will never meet and I'm sort of kind of paying for.
So what made you move to LA?
So originally, I'm from Doncaster, and then I moved to London for work after university, and then I moved to New York for work. My job moved over to New York, which was terribly exciting.
What was your job?
I was a children's book editor.
Oh!
Yeah, despite my foul mouth and inability to spell.
So every time Julia Donaldson wrote piss or fuck, you just got to cross it out. Yeah, and then, yeah.
That was literally my
How
job.
Different the Gruffalo might have been if it weren't for Lindsay.
I know.
Just
that's,
making it up now.
That's not my tractor. That's not my bear. You,
when they
that,
were originally
you butchered.
You know, there was originally, that's not my fucking tractor, you dick. That's not my fucking teddy, you dick. That's what they were called.
That was going to be a bestseller. That's yeah. Rein it in. No, those books were actually the bane of our lives because we worked for an opposite publisher and we just like couldn't get
Damn
anything
you,
away.
That's not...
Every time a new one came out, it was like, son of a...
Were you saying, that's not my book?
Yeah, that's
Fuck
not
you.
My bestseller. That's my unemployment. So, yeah, it was a little bit upsetting. Well, I worked in licensed publishing, so I worked on all of the movie and TV tie-ins. So mm-hmm. I wrote a lot of Fifi and the Flower Top. And there was a big controversy as to whether or not Bumble the Bee was gay.
Oh, he was totally gay.
Well, in the style guide, all the boy characters had, like, their names spelt a certain way with a certain icon over the eyes, and then the girl characters had it done another way with, like, a love heart over the eyes, but Bumble had to have love hearts over his eyes. But like, now,
confusing.
I guess he'd just be, like, gender fluid, which is super cool.
Yeah, we want gender. We want all the fluids.
I want gender fluid fictional bees. That's my dream of a liberal society.
And we had one 10 years ago, and we just let him go.
any other hits?
Yeah, Fifi, Noddy, Dr. Zeus. I did a Girls Aloud annual, which was
Shut your fucking face.
I totally did. Totally
Cheryl.
Did.
Did you meet the girls?
We weren't allowed to meet the girls, but what we did do...
you have to stand with your face
allowed.
Against the wall.
Yeah,
you can't get too close or you'll see they're just holograms.
Yeah. We sent in questionnaires for them to fill in to put in the annual. And this was before, like, they were out, but they weren't massive. Nicola was still tanning.
Oh, wow.
Point. Yeah,
this,
so this
is early,
early
doors.
Doors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we sent them the questionnaire, and the questionnaire answers were actually magical. It was one of the best days of my entire life. I think it was Sarah who put her favourite restaurant as La Tasca.
Oh.
Which was amazing. And Nadine put her favourite food.
Kelly's laughing. She fucking loves La Tasca.
I love La Tasca. We've all been there. I love La Tasca.
Nadine put her favourite food as mashed potato. For years... Nadine would get, I'd see it in interviews on TV and stuff, someone would ask her about her favourite food being mashed potato, and she went, I don't know where you've got this from, people keep asking me this, don't know where you've got it. I do, Nadine, you massive bastard. You put it in a questionnaire, and we published it in an annual that was only sold in, like, I think Smith's took it. And
so she should have stood by that. I respect someone who just went, yeah, I like mashed potato.
I love mash.
You don't want someone saying ceviche.
No, exactly.
So then you moved to New York.
Then I moved to New York, and then I was there for 6 years, and then established that a lot of the boys there were terrible. Met a man in LA and just thought, this isn't awful. Let's give this a go.
I like to imagine your life as like being like Sex in the City, but with someone from Doncaster.
Yes.
How does that work?
It's basically, yeah, that's exactly it. I was really lucky. I made amazing friends in New York because it is a city that will just kick your ass and you get the toughest, strongest, bravest, boldest women who are just like, let's have it. And the only way to deal with it is to be at least slightly drunk all the time. But yeah, I met my boyfriend out in LA through a friend who's a friend of a friend and just thought, yeah, don't hate this.
So you had a job in LA to go to, or did you just...
No, I'd started writing full-time by then, so I was able to just sort of move around. And that was the thing. He had a job in LA, and I had a job wherever I am. So that's how that decision was made.
So how is life in America now? Obviously, it's been something of a year of upheaval.
Yeah.
When I say upheaval, of course, I do mean... massive, terrifying racism and fascism. How's that working
out?
Don't
forget the misogyny.
Oh, sorry,
oh,
misogyny.
Yeah,
don't, because there's a big old chunk of that.
Can we throw homophobia in there as
well? Yeah, why not?
But like, as a British person in America, how has your experience
changed? It's really scary. It has changed. It's weird. Because when I moved there 8 years ago, it was like right in the swing of Obama times and everything was amazing and everything felt hopeful and exciting. And it just never occurred to me that Hillary wasn't going to win.
Mm.
I was so on board the Hillary train with the rest of the world.
And also the majority of America.
The majority of America. Well, 3 million more people, can't be wrong.
Let's
except for when
in.
They are.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. It is honestly a nightmare. Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm very upset about it.
She's sneezing. Yeah. That's her usual reaction.
No,
to,
it's awful and it feels strange. And because you're in LA and you're in California, it's this like democratic bubble, and you're in New York and it's this democratic bubble, and your social media is just your echo chamber of, yeah, we're right because this is the right thing, which it actually is.
No, it literally is.
People kept saying to me, going, oh, but it's like the lesser of two evils, Hillary or Trump. Like, no, it's the lesser of the most qualified candidate that's ever stood for office. Or this massive orange twat who's going to destroy the world within 6 months.
I'd rather the choice was Hillary or Dr. Hillary off of This Morning. That would be like the lesser of two evils. Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
No. Literally a human chicken nugget.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's just, it's really terrible. And we went to, my boyfriend's from the South, he's from South Carolina. So we went to visit his family in the summer for the first time. And we were driving around the South. And there are all these like locker up signs and Trump signs and Make America Great Again hats. And I'd not seen it. I didn't think it was a real thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just they wanted him. It was the outpouring of hate towards her that was actually scary. Like really scary. Mm. And it's just... and it's still there. That's the shitty, shitty thing. It's every time he does a thing that you think, this is the thing that's going to get rid of him.
Surely.
It's gone away in 2 days. Yeah. They've forgotten about it in 2 days.
Yeah.
But they're still banging on about how much they hate Hillary. She's not going to run again. She's not president. She went away. She's walking her dog in the woods with Bill, minding her own business.
Yeah.
And they're still going out of their way to remind you how much you hate her to deflect from how shit he is.
Extraordinary.
It's quite scary, and it's a very strange time just to be in the country.
Mm. Well, all I can say is that as a British person, I'm glad that our electorate aren't stupid enough to make a rash decision and just by a couple of percent vote for something that's obviously a disaster a few months down the line. Thank goodness we've never done that here in the UK, don't you think, Helen?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm weighing in on it. It's very current at the moment because in Australia... as of, in the last 2 days, people have been sent envelopes to vote whether, essentially, my sister and her partner can get married.
Yeah.
Is that what the reference... is it specifically about Giselle? Is that what it is?
It's always about my family. It's about all the people I love who in Australia currently can't get married because Australia is in 1955. I get really upset about it. And like I did about Brexit, like I did about Trump, like 2017. How have we come to this?
It's really scary. And that's exactly what's happened in America. And that's like, we're having to give the president a heads up and let him know that he needs to say Nazis are a bad thing. Donald, can you really quickly jump on Twitter? I know you know how to use it. And just say, Nazis bad.
Yeah.
Or even just Nazis equal sign bad. You don't have to type
it. Use a picture, use a GIF. Use a GIF.
Maybe just a swastika with like a sort of no smoking like strike through over it. Something like that.
There's
that would be fine.
An option.
You could do that in paint. You could do that in paint quite easily.
Well,
there we are. We've solved politics, I feel like.
Yes,
can we have some makeup chat, Lindsay?
We can have some makeup chat.
Because we like a bit of makeup. We don't do a lot of makeup chat on the podcast.
No, we don't. We haven't done
makeup pants.
But yeah, so because I never used to be bothered about skincare and makeup at all, and actually it's the last few years, I think after I had kids, I've sort of started to realise actually it sort of feels a bit like looking after yourself. Like I've got quite into washing my face.
Are you gonna say the word self-care?
No, but I am gonna say
I just
this.
Wanted to
no,
check because no. I'm gonna need more wine.
Nobody wants to throw up in their mouths right now, Lindsay.
we're not losing it. But I just mean like in a sort of world of chaos where you have to let a lot of things go. You have to kind of go, well, okay, there's going to be a pile of shitty toys over there and there's going to be fish fingers on the floor and that's fine. And sometimes it's nice to have a moment of clarity and calm and go, well, that's all fucked and today was exhausting, but I'm just going to put something nice on my face and scrub it in and feel for 30 seconds slightly calmer. If that's self-care, I don't know, maybe it is. But have you had a similar thing?
Yes, I have. I mean, as you know, I'm not big into the makeups, but
don't you say the washing of the face?
Just against
she
it.
Knows this. She knows it. We'll get to cleansing. I love a pink lippy, and one of my aims now, like a joy in the morning when I'm just about to do school run, like my house is a fucking pigsty, I'm like, I'm putting on a hot pink lip.
So I mean, I was a beauty blogger like 10 years ago, which was is crazy.
Pioneer.
Yeah, pioneer.
The forefront of fashion and blogging.
Well, I just ripped it off someone in America. But
seriously, but that was pre-YouTube and Instagram and all of that.
I was one of the first British beauty bloggers. I just always loved makeup and beauty. My aunt was a real, like, it's an underused word, but she was the glamour puss in the 80s. Yeah, she was a real, like, curlers in, paint her nails, 3 tones of eyeshadow on her eyes, like, to go to aerobics. She was amazing, and I was obsessed with her. And I just really loved the idea of it and the transformative power of it.
Mm.
And I didn't really know anything about makeup. I just always dabbled, and I was interested. And then for a very, very, very brief time in my early 20s, I was a beauty PR. Wasn't cut out for it, because I'm not a very good liar. And you would have to call people up and say, oh, do you want to write about this foundation? It's so good. And they're like, is it? Like, no. So I started blogging, and that sort of took on a life of its own. And then when I moved to the States, it was harder to do it from there, because in the States they were kind of behind the UK on blogging. So they didn't really get it. So, and I had books to write and a job to do. So I had to put the blogging on the back burner. And then we've recently, sort of the last 6 months or so, started a beauty podcast with my friend Harry.
Podcast?
It's what's that
about?
Thing.
I know.
It's a modern thing about talking. But yeah, with my friend Harry, who's a makeup artist, a YouTuber called Harry Makes It Up. And we talked about it, and we get so much joy from the world of beauty. And I think that's the amazing thing about it. It's accessible to anyone. It should be judgment-free.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want to do, don't do what you want to do, and just have fun with it. And as we've established, the world's a massive pile of shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can pick up a lipstick and get 30 seconds of, I feel all right.
Yeah.
If that's not worth it, I don't know what is.
Right, you should be president and prime minister, Lindsay. Hot pink lip.
Oh. I like Hillary, and I'm unelectable.
So here's the thing. So I, I recently also, in the last couple of years, just got into red lipstick. I've actually read Sally Hughes's book, Pretty Honest.
They're very good.
And I read it cover to cover, and it's a fantastic book. I love it. And there's a whole section in there on red lipstick and how, like, you should just give it a go. And then I got really into it but then the other day I was just sort of hanging out, and there was a 5-year-old girl, and she said, "You look silly." And I said, "Oh, all right." She went, "Yeah, why are you wearing lipstick? My mummy says lipstick's silly." And I kind of didn't know what to say, and I kind of said, and I thought about it, and I thought, yeah, lipstick is silly. And I just said, "You are completely right. Lipstick is silly. You don't need it. You don't have to have it. It doesn't make you better. But if you want to wear it, if you want to be silly, you can be silly." So today I felt like being silly. That was the best explanation I had for it at the time. But I could see her point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a rough one. It's really hard. And I've had this argument. I've had conversations and debates with people who either they'll be surprised that I have an interest in makeup and the world of beauty. Because I was the smart kid at school, and And all through my early 20s, I was very like, "Oh, I read lots of very important books, and I'm very clever, and I don't like silly things, so, oh no, take these things away." And then I realised that life's really fucking short, and anything that makes you happy, you should just go for it. And I've had, like, really heated debates. They get really heated. People get really angry about it. Like, "Oh, but how can you waste your time on something so frivolous, something so vapid, something, it's like, you know, it's not, you could be investing your money and your time elsewhere, it's more important." And, like, but it makes me happy, and it's a choice. And isn't that what feminism is about? It's about choice. And it's to say, if I want to do this, I'm going to do it.
Mm.
And I shouldn't be made to feel less than for a personal choice I'm making that has no impact on your life. Like, if it doesn't change your life for me to wear a winged eyeliner when I go out to do my shopping, like, why is that upsetting you?
Yeah.
And I just think it's another stick that women have created to beat each other with for no good reason.
Here's my question. The thing is, though, do you need to spend £50 on a face cream? If you want to, that's great. I think we'll be fine.
If you want to, then awesome. If you've got 50 quid to chuck at a face cream and you're going to feel the benefit, see the benefit, then go for it. But there is excellent stuff on the high street that is not going to cost you 50 quid. Because ultimately, a lot of the luxury products, a lot of them, you're paying for the marketing, for the branding, for the packaging, for the advancement in the technology.
Right.
If you wait 6 months, a lot of the companies all own... So there's, like, probably 5 massive companies that own a lot of the same brands.
Mm-hmm. What, like, are we talking, come on, let's get into it, your Nivea's, your L'Oreal's.
Absolutely. Mm. So L'Oreal is a big company that owns, you know, not, they don't just make L'Oreal, they also make Lancôme, they make Maybelline, Maybelline.
Maybe I'm a big fan of Maybelline. What can I say? Popped her cork.
So they own all of these companies, and the first company to get the new products, so the first brand to get the new technology will be the most expensive one.
Yeah.
Because they're paying for the science. They're paying for the science. So they're paying for all the research, but then it filters down through the industry and becomes cheaper. It's like technology. So, you know, your brand new TV that will come out and cost 10 grand, in 2 years you'll be able to get the exact same TV.
That's right.
For a brand. Yeah, and there's so many high street brands now. There's Marks and Spencer, some of their own brand. Ooh, skincare yes. has been getting rave reviews.
The Formula Night Cream, I read about India Night raves about that. Good yep. good times.
There's Deciem, they do amazing products. The Ordinary is one of the skincare lines that is just so well managed and thought out. And you can basically mix and match all of your different ingredients for incredibly reasonable price. I think everything's under 12 quid.
Mm.
There's so much great stuff. There's a L'Oreal face cream. I'm making a face cream shape with my hands. It's a face cream.
It's only that one massive cock. So
that would be upsetting.
What's good?
You are going to need to think about that, darling. It's called the Revitalist. The Revitalift. Range I love. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, I use that.
And I'll use that
from Sainsbury's on special.
Exactly. We get sent a lot of stuff for the podcast, and we'll get sent stuff that's 200-300 quid, and you think about it and you're like, yeah, it might be amazing, but is it better than this? And a lot of the times it isn't. And if you've got the money and you want to treat yourself, then I completely understand it. And there are products that I will pay money for because I've seen positive effects on my
skin.
What
are they? What are your hero products?
So I really love Elemis as a brand. It's a British brand. Mm. They're fantastic. I suffer with adult acne, and a lot of products make me break out. But whenever I've got stressed out skin or acne attacks, the Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream will just sort it out. It always calms it down. It takes any redness out. It doesn't make me break out. It doesn't block up my skin. So to me, because I have the money to spend on that moisturiser, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are other options.
The Elemis Night Oil is completely lush. And and now I'm, listener, you're not going to believe this, but I'm nearly 40. And they had like an eye cream as well. Mm. And it like sucked up all the dryness. It was lovely. It's really so nice. Thank you, Elemis, for sending us that. Because it was just one of those things. Because usually I've just bought night cream and things either from Boots Number 7 or... Yep. At Lidl or Aldi, because it's like, yeah, I'll just buy some. So, and
Lidl makes a lovely moisturiser. I like it.
Lidl's really good.
I can't get it in the States, but I have heard very good.
Go down Catford.
What are you?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What are your other sort of desert island beauty products? Like, what are the ones that you just go back to and go back to?
Oh, there's quite a few. There's a Bourjois mascara. You can't get Bourjois in the States. So I always go to Boots when I'm here and get a couple. I think it's called Volume Reveal. It's a waterproof because I've got chipmunk cheeks. So whenever I smile, I get smudgy mascara. It's just a thing. It's fine. So I have to use waterproof.
I can tell that you're all right about it, Lindsay. You've been through a lot of therapy. It's fine.
I have. Therapist, actually, I was in therapy at one point, my dear listener, and my therapist recommended a mascara, which I thought was very big of her.
Then she's worth her money, whatever you're paying.
It was really good, but it was Urban Decay and it was quite expensive. But it's very good, Urban Decay Cannibal. In case you're in therapy, get sent in there. There's a Rimmel Scandalize eyeliner, eye pencil. Mm-hmm. That is a dead ringer for the Charlotte Tilbury Kohl pencils.
Ooh, life that, hack. Yeah, good yeah. one.
On the swankier end, there's a Christian Dior lip balm called the Dior Color Revive Lip Glow. Because I find the fancier the brand, the longer the name.
Oh, yes. That's
it.
Yes.
By the time you've read it, you're like, it's got to be worth it.
New Hydra, extra, regenerating, yeah. youth time,
Jojoba,
lusterful Christmas glitter face powder.
I was buying
it. Take my fucking money. Yes. Just take it all. Take all exactly. my money.
I like a tubing mascara.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Classy. Because I've got, as my mother has said, I've got hard-boiled egg eyes. I've got these sort of massive eyes.
Her words, listener, not so
they're
mine.
They're just quite a lot of yeah, my face.
There's a lot of eye there. Yeah.
There's quite a lot of eyes, quite a lot of eyelash. And then when I hired a lovely makeup artist called Amanda Roberts, who is based in Dulwich, to do my makeup for my wedding, like about 7 years ago. And she told me about stuff called Blink, which
yes,
is like...
amazing stuff.
Instead of like painting your lashes, it sort of puts these weird
little, tiny
tubey fibres yeah. on them.
Witchcraft!
It's witchcraft.
It's possibly witchcraft.
It is weird. And it is weird as well, because to take it off, like, you don't use a normal eye makeup remover. You just get like a hot flannel, hot water. Yeah. And it's like, it comes off and it's like wiping spiders off your eyes. Yeah. Which
weird.
Is weird. Which
it is weird. Yeah.
But I really like that. And now Clinique do one with like a twisty brush. And I think I got this off Sally Hughes, actually. You can have a low lash one, or like you can twist it right up to the big one and just have mad drag queen lashes,
Sally,
which obviously is the way to go.
Lindsay, come on, beauty guru.
Yeah.
Could you narrow it down to one, or have you got like a top three? Have you got?
It would definitely be the Dior lip balm I love, because it is, I am a massive child and I like anything that could pass for witchcraft.
Yeah.
So anything like a mood ring or anything like, it made it, it changed on its own. And that Dior, yeah.
How much is this lip balm?
I think it's $30 and it's about 22 quid.
I struggle to get excited about a lip balm at the best of times, not going to lie to you.
Fair dues.
£22, sounds like quite a lot. What's wrong with a cherry chapstick?
Love a cherry chapstick.
Right.
Katy Perry's into it, so, I mean, the kids love her.
I mean.
She liked it. Yeah.
So the thing that's magic, that's witchcraft about this one is it adapts to the pH in your skin and changes colour.
Ooh.
So you get a person... It's not, it's just like it turns pink when you put it on. But in theory, it adapts to the pH in your skin. So for some people, it really works, and it makes like a really really flattering shade of pink. I went very Valley Girl there. I live quite near the Valley, and I want to be in Clueless. For whatever reason, it works on me, and I get the perfect shade of pink from it, and it is my go-to lip color for pretty much everything.
Dior.
Then yeah, probably the Elemis moisturizer, which I just keep coming back to. It's the thing that I spend my money on when I've got to spend money on a thing. That's where it goes.
We should set up a Scummy Mummies makeup brand.
That's what I was thinking.
But the lipsticks could have names like Cold Fish Finger.
That's right. You know.
You're very fetching.
Gastro recovery.
Ketchup that's been on the plate for 12 hours. Things like that. It'd be nice.
Right. Yeah.
She's done. Now, have you got a favourite high street brand? What do you like? In the drugstore, as I believe they say.
Oh my God, in the drugstore, there are so much. I do feel like in the States, there are a lot of really, really good, cheaper options at the minute. So Wet n Wild...
Which we don't have here.
I know, and it's just an upsetting name to say, and you have to go in and go, excuse me, have you got any Wet n Wild? And you do feel a little bit like you're asking for lube.
Yeah, you're not.
You're asking for foundation. So they have this incredible foundation called Photo Focus, which I just brought my makeup with me, obviously. I've been in England on a book tour for like 3 weeks, and I had to be quite picky about what I brought because I haven't got tons of room, and that was the foundation I brought, and I think I paid $5 for it. And I've got foundations that I've paid like $80 for. It's obscene, but their foundation is amazing, and you can get it in the UK on Amazon.
Okay,
so that's definitely a hit in the UK. I think Rimmel does what they do really well. Their lipsticks are amazing. Their eyeliner pencils are amazing. I love that Bourjois mascara. Bourjois in general, knocking it out of the park. Their foundations are great.
I've heard a lot of YouTubers say like the Kate Moss Rimmel lipsticks are better than the regular Rimmel lipsticks. Is that true, or is that just like the
branding? I think it is. There's definitely, I mean, to me, yeah, it's so hard to say because without actually like getting in it and having to go, but I've got a couple of the Kate Moss ones and I think they're really great, whether it's because she has picked these amazing colours.
She spends a lot of time in the laboratory, I hear, in the white coat, just mixing up the pigments.
Just sat there all day. But I do think they're really good. There's a really good neutral like for her classic smoky eye, neutral lip. That's a really good red.
I still like a Heather Shimmer. I'm just going to say it.
Who doesn't?
And do you know what? I'd even go Black Cherry to this day. To this day.
Never Black Cherry. Ever. I have a controversial question. Do you have to cleanse every night? Is it really going to kill you if you go to sleep in your makeup?
So I do have to cleanse every night because I get adult acne, which is just tedious.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was done. It turns out it's not. It's not.
Pain in the ass. Pain in the ass.
So I do have to do it every night. Plus, I do feel like I'm not very good at being a grown-up. But if I've washed my face at the end of the day, I feel like that's a massive achievement and accomplishment and a grown-up thing to do, even though it's probably actually a child thing to do, because that's probably the last time you did it.
And it's like anything. Now I can't not do it. Yeah. Like, it's like brushing my teeth. I can't not, you know.
Yeah, I find, like, a sense of accomplishment from washing my face.
Yeah.
I would say you do. Just
Thorn looks so disappointed.
Good.
Sometimes and just don't when use you've had too many Proseccos... You know, really,
once in a blue moon, it's not going to hurt you.
All right.
You're not going to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the day that a wipe is okay.
Yeah.
Because those skincare wipes obviously are terrible. The cleansing wipes are not good for your skin. But
they're better than
nothing once in a blue moon.
Because, I've been converted now to the nighttime oil. And there was one we were sent, which is the most delicious nighttime oil. It was Aurelia.
Aurelia, yes.
Gorgeous. It's just the most delicious thing I've ever had. And I will buy it when the free one runs out, because it's got all these amazing kind of smells. And it just feels like, you know, it just sort of puts you in the mood and like...
Yeah. And they said it's a cleanser as well, and the cleanser is amazing. And
again, I think it's called Miracle Cleanser or something like that.
And it's,
It's one of those things that, like, if I have some money, I would buy it for a friend, because I'm like, this is a delicious thing to have. This is such a treat,
and that's the thing for sure. If I was going to chuck my money somewhere, I'm not going to chuck my money at, like, a Christian Louboutin lipstick that's $90 for a lipstick. And it turns out I had a line, and it was that, which I just couldn't
believe.
For that
money, I'd expect to get the shoes with it.
Yeah, I want to come round and put it on me every day until it's empty.
What are you doing, Christian?
It's obscene.
You're coming to my house.
That's all he's got on for the foreseeable. If you've got that money to spend and you want to treat yourself, I think it makes way more sense to do something like, buy that cleansing oil or the treatment oil and give yourself that minute at the end of the day and just... It smells so good and it feels so good and you feel like you've just having your minute.
Okay.
So there you go. Wash your face is a simple answer.
Yeah, all right. Please wash your face.
All right. Okay.
Try to.
I'll try.
do you do the whole hot cloth cleanse? Do you like a new flannel every day?
I'd like a new flannel every day, but who's doing that much washing?
No one.
But I do love a double cleanse.
Now, talk to us about the double cleanse, because I'm not going to lie to you, Lindsay, that sounds like washing a plate twice.
It sounds
What's
like
the
nonsense.
Point?
Yeah.
Come
so,
on.
So, to me, so a double cleanse is the theory is you take off your makeup and your grime and then you wash your skin. So I live in LA, which we've established is a filthy, filthy city, and I'm wearing makeup and I'm wearing sunscreen every day because I'm a very pale person. Mm-hmm. It turns out humans from Doncaster weren't meant to live in LA evolutionarily.
No.
It may have begun in Africa. No one expected it to move to Doncaster. And in LA, no one knows where we are. No, really.
Exactly.
Really.
It all went badly. Yeah, I feel better for a double cleanse. Again, with acne and with just all the amount of stuff that's on my face by the end of the day. I'll sponsored by Elemis, but not. I'll use the Elemis double cleanse balm. They have a cleansing balm which smells gorgeous. So I'll use that first to take off all my sunscreen and my makeup or whatever. And then I use, I've got loads of different things on the go, but there's a Kate Somerville wash-off cleanser that's really good for acneic skin, that I really love that I'll use as my second just to...
And never a foaming cleanser?
Oh, Helen, for God's sake, get out.
For someone who doesn't wash her face, you were very quick with that question. it totally depends. Some people find foaming cleansers very drying,
I used to love
people are fine with it.
The Clarins foaming facial cleanser was delish, but
if you don't find it drying, then go for your life. I think we're just so quick to judge everyone on everything. Just wash your fucking face, and you know, like, if you're not using fairy liquid, then I'm happy.
I love that though.
Sorry.
We just shouldn't judge each other. We should all do what we want to do. Wash your face.
We're getting t-shirts, Lindsay. Yeah. We're getting t-shirts. Wash your fucking face.
Okay, here we go. Here's the big question. Botox, is it bollocks?
Or botulism?
It is botulism. Yeah. That is what it's exactly what it is. So I have had Botox. I think it's definitely a each to their own thing. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. So I moved to New York when I was about 28. And my roommate, she was a couple of years younger and she was getting Botox. And I fully had to sit her down and say, no, you're rich and posh. But she also cried when her dad bought her a Prada handbag for her birthday because she was trying to be more Brooklyn, in inverted commas. And we also had to have a sit down and a chat about that. So we had
to
sit down and chat
about
a lot of things.
Handbag.
She didn't want it, yeah, because it wasn't very Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm struggling to empathise, but let's get on with it.
We all had a difficult day that day. No one more than her, apparently. And her poor fucking father. Whatever. So at that point, I couldn't believe it, and I was actually very anti-Botox. I couldn't understand it, and I just thought, oh, you're being stupid, and just when you get wrinkles, you get wrinkles, and it's totally fine. And then I started to get more wrinkles, and the more I travelled, and the more I went on, and obviously just ageing, I started to get really harsh lines between my eyebrows, which are known as the 11s in the industry. And I just looked angry all the time. And I had a friend who was a PR for a beauty company, and her company did Botox, and she said, just come in and try it. My other roommate was a doctor, and she had a person in her practice that did Botox, and he was making more money than she was as a regular doctor. So she decided she would train herself in Botox, even though she could like save your life and stuff, but she couldn't do Botox. So she's like, I'm going to try it. Will you be my guinea pig? It's like, you know what? In the name of science, for science.
Put shit in my face.
And also because I don't want to pay. No. I'll do this.
For enough money, I'd let people put shampoo in my eyes. That's no problem. Yeah.
I've got a tenner on me.
I've got some Timotei upstairs. Let's just fucking go.
It's yours.
Come on.
It's yours. Put it on the table.
I've had some Prosecco. Pete, get the Timotei.
God.
I went to her studio. I went to her doctor's office in New York, and the man from Botox, there was a lady from Botox was there. And her face was insane. She looked like a cat. And as soon as I got there, I was like, I don't want to do it. But I'd promised I would do it, and I didn't want to let my friend down because I'm English, so I couldn't say no.
Yes.
Once I'm there, the lady from Botox did it, and it didn't feel like anything. And then my roommate comes at me with a shaking hand and a needle that's coming directly for your eye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But at that point, they'd done one side. So I'm like, you've got to do it. You can't walk around New York with one Botoxed side of your face.
Yes. No, with one half of your face being able to express your opinion.
Oh, that's... You just look like a sarky bastard. And I already...
You are from Doncaster.
Yeah,
get away
exactly.
with it, mate. You get
so
away with
like,
it.
Oh, really?
You've had a stroke.
So I had to let her do it, and it was terrifying.
Oh, love.
So it takes about 4 days for it to settle into your... For your muscles to die. To stop. Well, it's not your muscles don't die, but it's the
yes, they do.
Reaction. Yeah, basically muscles die. So it takes about 4 days for it to settle in. On the fourth day, I woke up and I looked like I'd had the best sleep of my entire life, and I couldn't believe it because I genuinely didn't think it was going to make any difference.
Mm.
Everyone kept being like, "Oh, what have you done? What have you done? You look so well. Have you been on holiday?
I've stuffed poison in my face.
I've put botulism in my face. Yeah, I let an untrained human put a needle in my face that had poison in it. I had it that one time and it wore off because it does wear off. Your body just eats it up, yum, 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 yum. And then your face goes back to normal. So
are you not tempted to carry on with it? Do you have it now?
I have had it again. Mm. I didn't have it for a little while, and then I have had it. I had it about 6 months ago because it was just getting again really heavy and angry, and I went somewhere that had a really good reputation. You've got to do your research. Like, do not just get a Groupon, which I've got friends that have had Botox on a Groupon, and then they just come out with stroke face. And what can you do? You have to go, oh, you look, oh, yeah, oh, no, you look great.
Like, lovely. Yeah. Helen Daniels circa
1998. Yeah.
Oh, but when you say, like, check it out, like how do you do that? Like, ask friends.
Friends, absolutely, for sure. Get online, look at beauty bloggers. And so in the UK, I would definitely check out Jane at British Beauty Blogger. I think she's had some procedures, minor things, and I know she works with certain people, so check out her blog. She's very honest and good about it. Caroline Hirons will be really honest. I mean, Hirons will never steer you wrong.
Here's another quick curveball. Colonic irrigation.
I've totally had one.
So they shove the hose up your butt.
They put a pipe up your bum. And then the weirdest thing is, like, the woman just sits there talking to you while they're doing it? Because I was like, oh, maybe they just put the pipe up your bum and then you go away and then maybe you do a poo and then go away.
I was thinking it was self-pipe, but no.
No, what? You go to a lady.
Self-pipe?
There's a massive machine.
What did you... What? But I That's thought that would right. give you a nice room maybe with some candles, you lie down on like some kind of commode and then...
They pop it in and then they like massage your tummy.
Right, so they're filling you with water.
Yeah, and then they're massaging your intestine, I guess.
Do you make a farty noise?
No, because there's a pipe up it. So, right. I mean, I didn't. Maybe you do. I don't want to judge people that have.
I heard you see it all coming out there, like in a...
Yeah, because it goes through a machine. So you see, there's an in chamber and an out chamber in the machine. And then that's the upsetting thing, because I just really wanted to pretend it wasn't happening. And they were playing Ed Sheeran. So actually, like, and you can't go anywhere. She's got a pipe up your bum. And it's bad times.
But
so
do you feel elated afterwards?
I felt fine. I felt pretty good about myself, because I felt like I'd done a good thing for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... you want to get it done potentially like really close to your home or clear some time.
Okay. Because you don't want to... Yeah.
Well, I've heard it's quite bad for you because your gut disrupts your natural bacteria and all this stuff.
But it was weird. She was obviously a professional and she was looking at it and she's like, oh, you eat too much dairy. I'm like, how do you know? But that's how I found out I was lactose intolerant. It turns out I'm like, which they don't tell you in Doncaster because it's not real. But it turns out, and then I went and had all the blood tests and stuff, and I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, there we go.
I've been merrily eating cheese morning, noon and night for the last 37 years.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's maybe it is a science and not an art. Who are we to judge?
Yeah. I've only done that the one time, and I've parked that for now.
What a nice way to win.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
That's beauty done.
Yeah. Now, Lindsay, I know you're not a mum, but do you have a confession you'd like to share with us?
I do. I'm not a human parent, but in American parlance, I'm a pet parent.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can't just have pets. You don't own pets in America. You're a pet parent.
Of course.
So I parent two cats.
How was the
terrible.
Birth?
It was actually much less painful than you'd think. All the claws and fur. So I left them in LA, and the night before I left, I had some pizza for dinner, and cats love pizza. And I wasn't really paying attention, and I turned around, and one of them was sat behind me on the back of the sofa. And when I turned around, he took the pizza out my mouth and just merrily ran off with it and ate it.
Oh.
And then because I felt quite bad that he'd had pizza and the other one hadn't, she gave the other one some pizza.
Out of your mouth?
Might have been.
All I would say is, if you felt like having children, I think you're ready.
Okay.
So there you go.
Good to know.
That's the level of gross that you should be aiming for.
Yes. Well, it's time now. It's almost time for the end, but it's time for the plug first.
Yes, come
Lindsay,
on.
Lindsay, what would you like to plug? What's your next book called?
I have a book out. It's called I Heart Forever.
Great.
It's much nicer and funnier and lovelier than this chap might have suggested. There's no reference to colonic irrigations or
is it like a romantic comedy? It's a romantic comedy.
It's heavier on the compats than the rom. It's about a girl who lives in New York and her friends and her family and her adventures.
And it's the seventh
book in a series. It can be read on its own.
Is it like Sweet Valley High for grown-ups?
It's exactly like Sweet Valley High for grown-ups. I love Sweet Valley High.
Me too.
Deep and fiery passion. That's what inspired the series.
I mean, what's the best Sweet Valley High?
Oh God, there's so many.
Come on, it's number 40, Regina Morrow, Over the Edge.
I love the ones with Regina.
Over the Edge.
I used to say Regina, and my mum would be like, no, no.
I feel like Sweet Valley High is a whole other podcast.
Oh my
but,
God,
you know,
it absolutely is.
Come back to LA, then come back to Catford.
Yes, please.
Yes. And tell us about your podcast.
Oh, and I have a podcast, yes, called Full Coverage, which is with the lovely Harry Makes It Up, Harriet Hadfield makeup artist, and we just... talk about makeup and try not to swear as much as we usually do, but there's some swearing.
Do subscribe. And do subscribe to our podcast.
Please rate, review and subscribe. Go for the triple. Why not?
Why not? Triple threat.
All the holes. Please buy our book. It is still in print. And if you'd like to come and see us live, do go to scummymummies.com for all of the dates.
Yeah, we're all over the UK.
We really are.
All of the time.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That's about it really, isn't it, Ellie?
I think it really is. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are an excellent human being. The world is better for you. Or the better because you're here. I'm so glad I drank 3 glasses of wine and I'm so lucid. Excellent. Thanks, Ellie Gibson.
Hey, you are welcome. All this is cutting. It's cut. I'm even distorting. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Yay.
understands because she's an editor.
Yeah, she understands. Helen, do you have like a sort of, if you were going to Desert Island, do you have a signature beauty product that says Helen Thorne?
My favourite perfume, which is Yves Saint Laurent Rive Gauche.
Nice.
Which is, it was
Rive Gauche.
Shut your face.
Yves Saint Laurent Rive Gauche. It's great. It makes me think of Paris, which is in France. I believe it's the capital city. And I like to put on my Rive Gauche and pretend I'm walking down the Champs-Élysées by the Seine. I love the River Seine. And then a baguette for dinner.
Oh, I love a croissant. Yes. Anyway, yeah. That I've answered your question.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.